Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Film Sack, a special Film Sack. Not that all that special. We do this all the time, but we love the you guys watch it with us live viewings of things that we do on Film Sack occasionally. This week is no different. My name is Scott Johnson. I'm joined by Randy and Brian. And Brian, hello.
Hello. Yeah, we like it. We like it, doing this occasionally. We don't like it. It's not like we like you listeners occasionally.
No, we like them all the time, don't we?
We like you every day.
Yes. I always like to think of Film Sack as, imagine that the four of us like lived on the same block.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, we do. Like, it's called internet.
And right. And once a week we got together in Scott's basement and watched a movie or whatever. Mm-hmm. It wouldn't always be a movie.
No.
No way. Right? If we were to get together in Scott's basement, would we require those little small apple pies? Because that's what I would request.
No, the only rule I have is wieners out, everyone. Wieners out.
Do we have shoes off?
Yeah, wieners out, shoes off.
Is it sun's out, wieners out?
That's shoe not on the wiener. That's
shoes,
what
yeah. Shoes off, wieners out. Okay.
Wow, shoe on wiener is so much better than shoe on head.
No, it's right?
My Red Hot Chili Peppers cover band.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, boy. Don't ever wear those socks when they're done with them. All right, anyway, so here's the deal. We're going to watch a TV show. Not any old TV show. We're going to watch an episode of The X-Files. This is X-Files Season 7, Episode 13, called First Person Shooter. We asked some time ago for your advice as to which episode you think we should do, and a lot of you came back with this one in mind. We also kind of had it in mind, so it was an easy pick. This is before Duchovny left, and it's while Gillian Anderson was still happy. I think.
What?
I don't know. Vince Gilligan was writing. Freaking Chris Carter directed this one, and it's got the lone gunman in it. It's going to be great.
Right on the cusp of that series that got put on Friday nights, The Lone Gunman, and then was immediately pulled like 1 year later.
Yeah, that's too bad. That was going to be a Vince Gilligan joint, that whole thing.
Yep.
This episode is notable for both being really bad, spectacularly bad. Everyone remembers it for that. And being written by William Gibson. Yes. That William Gibson,
William Gibson
wrote this episode.
Yep.
The author of Neuromancer.
Yeah. Wow. One of the most important science fiction writers of our time.
Yeah. How can
Johnny, Johnny Mnemonic.
And arguably the best feed on Twitter. If you're not following William Gibson, you're missing a lot of fun.
Yeah, I agree. It's something I don't remember, though, so I'm really excited to see this. And I've been gone on record before saying I love-hate episodes of TV shows where they try to tackle a modern technology or fad or cultural touchstone and then just botch it horribly because nobody involved in the production really knows what a first person shooter is or how it plays or how it works. So I'm guessing there's going to be a lot of that in here. It's perfect for us. Perfect for you. Perfect for everyone.
What this would have been back in 2000. What would have been the hot first person shooter game from 2000?
2000 Scott would have been Unreal Tournament had just come out in 99, right. And Quake 3 was out, same time roughly.
I remember playing a lot of Ghost Recon.
Yeah, Ghost Recon was... Oh yeah, that was a great game.
At this time.
A couple more years before you'd get Battlefield 1942. That was now, like 02 or 03.
Now, this was before shows like Law & Order did Ripped from the Headline stuff.
Yeah.
So I want you to expect that it's based more on people playing Doom than... Right. Right. Ghost Recon.
Yeah, I suspect the Doom angle is. Yeah. The Doom angle's got to be what this is, mm-hmm. and people's fears of that stuff, and you know this is post Columbine by not too much, and stuff like that. So this will be interesting.
Put you in your place, X Files.
Yeah.
Now by the way, this is not the only episode written by William Gibson and his longtime friend Tom Maddox. They previously wrote an episode called Kill Switch, which won Emmys. Mm. So. Think about that. This is the return of these guys to X-Files, and it's probably they probably aimed a little too high.
Yeah, or out of their wheelhouse is my guess.
Way to kill it before we even watch it.
I'm just getting some of the trivia out there.
It may be amazing. Who knows? So this is pause. So here's the technical part, folks. You need to hit play on your Netflix players. This is where it's streaming right now, or if you're watching on DVD or something else, whatever you're seeing this episode on, get buffered up and pause it right as it just starts to fade up. So you'll see just a faint little red light in the upper left-hand corner, a little bit of a wall or something in the bottom left. Just right there, pause it. Just as it's starting to fade up, the music and the sound is just starting, and then that's where we are, and we're going to count it down 3, 2, 1, and go. So we're going to go on go, all right? This changes every time. Mm-hmm. So here we go. Everyone's all ready.
I am so excited about the opening song.
I'm excited about everything involved in this.
Oh, wait.
The song, the X-Files theme.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't heard it in years.
I want
to believe. No Home Alongs.
We all want to believe. All right, here goes. Everyone ready to unpause? In 3, 2, 1, go. T-minus 10 seconds.
Right.
T-minus 10 seconds. Yeah, and woohoo.
These are very, this is very doomish.
Are we watching Starship Troopers? What is this?
It looks like it. Oh, look at the earrings.
Some guys coming from a paintball tournament. Yeah.
guys who wear earrings on both sides are always awesome.
Let's see. When was Doom 3 came out in 03? This is prior to that, but I'll bet it's still very doomy.
Their armor looks like it's completely useless.
Yeah.
They're wearing armor. They're wearing armor in all the places where you don't need to be defended.
And this is all virtual.
Oh, who's that? She's familiar.
Yeah, she looks like someone I know. This is like a, you know what this is going to be? I'll bet. This is like a laser tag kind of thing. Meaning they're not really in a first-person shooter here. This is like some place where you pay to...
Mm-hmm. Pay like to a paintball stadium kind of thing.
Look at their Google Glass.
Oh, wow.
This is very weird. Paintball.
Some high def.
I'm using subtitles because they're gonna because fry you need your to huevos.
Read woo and ha woo ha
because you're gonna miss lines like they're gonna fry your huevos.
Oh no, the Warriors are coming.
Uh oh, come out and play.
Oh my gosh,
and play yay!
I'm actually kind of on pins and needles here.
There's a lot of motorcycles.
We did mention this is thought to be one of the worst. Oh, those are real guns. I don't think that's a good tactic.
No. You probably still want to squat down a little bit.
No, since the motorcycles can only shoot straight forward, you would want to go to the side. You'd want to be moving 90 degrees to them.
Right.
Those explosions look fruity.
They do, because they're just disappearing.
Yeah.
I'm assuming they must be holograms.
Yeah, this is going to be some kind of holographic bullcrap.
Those guys are so camping.
Right?
I always hate... This is the trash part of the raid.
Now it's time for the boss.
Yeah. Oh, what? Holograms, dude.
Whoa.
Phase 2 geeks. This is back before geeks meant something.
Yeah. Oh, got the Nazis up in the window.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Knuckleheads, got it. Okay, they're flanking. Fat guy
heels
dies
on
first.
Main tank. Heels They're on main tank.
Shooting indiscriminately.
Fat guy dies first. You watch. And then he'll die for real. Right? He'll die for real, and they're going to have to send Mulder out there to figure out what the hell happened.
Why would you stand behind a window? That window doesn't offer you any protection. Well,
and why would you go along the middle when if you, again, went along the sides of the buildings, they wouldn't be able to shoot straight down?
Yep. This is terrible. Ooh, a little blood. That's for your MA-14.
Oh, yeah. He's getting a little reckless. That means he's going to die.
Oh, fat guy. Green blood.
Oh. Not good.
It's a true fact. Fat guys bleed green.
Yeah, I've always heard that. That's why I'm trying to lose all this weight. I want to bleed red.
Science.
I break my nose once a month just to check what color my blood is, and then I know
I'm assuming that it oozed out because it's part of a laser tag kind of thing and that he was getting electrocuted, right? That's his punishment. He's not really dead, right?
He's making zappy noises. Low fats down.
Low fats down.
That's what they called him.
It is.
Moxie and low fat. That guy's name's Moxie. Well, he's not. The guy behind him. Retro. Okay, now we got a name named Retro.
Uh-oh.
The bloodthirst.
So this is kind of a cabin in the woods kind of
It's
thing.
Adults who think they know what video games are.
Mm-hmm. Right.
When they were still in their infancy, relatively speaking. I mean, Doom was such a weird threat that I still kind of marvel at it. When you look at what's out today and nobody cares today, mm-hmm. What were they worried about? That 2D ugly ass engine? Like,
I don't know, but this music's pretty good.
Somebody in high heels.
Moxie.
Yeah, Moxie's got red. Yeah, she's got the high heels.
So a lady shows up in here? Yep.
This is the part of the X-Files.
If that's Gillian Anderson, I'm going to...
No, this is Krista Allen, actually.
Oh, who's she?
She was on Days of Our Lives.
She's kind of hot.
Well, yeah, because she's got her bum out.
Oh, don't fall for it, Moxie.
Yeah, what did the Matrix teach us?
Ignore the woman in the red dress.
Yeah. Exactly.
But she's not wearing a red dress.
She's not wearing much of anything.
Wow, no kidding.
Oh my gosh, she's like, yeah, kind of buck. Oh, this is shit.
Betray you.
Oh, that was cool.
That was cool. Well, that's what you get
for
bowing to
a lady.
Oh,
no, he's been derezzed.
Oh, no.
There's our music.
Yep, there it is.
Hey, the music.
I always liked how the music coincided with the ship moving.
Oh, yeah.
It's not very... there's a rumor while this is going here that there's a complete revamp of the show coming and that...
Original actors
are interested and that they may... That Chris Carter himself may bring this show back in full form.
They certainly love talking about it on Reddit AMAs and just anywhere that David Duchovny can talk. He's got
first person teasing. Corporate offices.
Well, he seems all in on the idea. Boy, look at these animated GIFs they got. This is sweet.
I always think he's saying Agent Smulder. Mm-hmm. Even though I know better.
Agents. Mulder and Scully.
Yeah, Smulder, mm-hmm. Smuldly.
Smulder.
Retina. Look at this BS.
Mm-hmm. Laser pointer in your eye, please.
Yeah.
Yeah, get that out of my face. What are you doing there?
I mean,
she's
I know,
such a skeptic.
I know these shows are basically science fiction, but... FPS is the name of the company, yeah. FPS!
Yeah.
Sorry. Yep. But you can't. The suspension of disbelief is a real problem with these shows when they tackle things that we actually know things about.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And I know doctor shows already ruin that for doctors, but
now did you watch CSI Cyber premiered this last week? Which is all cyber crimes.
Haven't watched it yet.
We watched. I won't spoil anything, but they're going to be facing the same thing.
Who's your favorite? Who's your favorite long gunman?
I think the one that looks like the Amish guy from Witness. Him.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
The Riker like looking guy.
Bruce Harwood.
See, get it? Because they're nerds.
Nerds.
And she's not.
What kind of a deal?
Oh, nice.
They got standees. They got nice office space.
They didn't shoot this at Blizzard, did they?
No. No, Blizzard was not in a nice place 15 years ago.
Right. I mean, was Gibson, he was already a megastar in science fiction writing, right?
Oh, yeah, time? Yeah. Neuromancer's like 35 years old. Mm-hmm. Okay, so the Lone Gunmen are consultants for a video game company.
Got it. And this is their introductory show.
Really? This was the first Lone Gunman episode?
I don't think so.
No. They were all too... They're too familiar when they walked up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you hear that? They go, the IPO happens tomorrow. The game ships Friday. Go into 50 malls across America. What the hell is that?
This is before Steam.
I guess, but
come on.
We're
uploading into the servers tonight.
Right. How many pre-orders do you have?
Duh.
See, they're doing trash. Cyber trash, he called it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Dude, freaking soul patches were shapely.
She was, the brunette was an agent on Entourage.
Oh.
Right, and she was Billy on Days of Our Lives.
Yeah.
No, I mean the brunette here in the room, not the hot chick.
Oh, okay. Yeah, oh, right, yeah.
Yes.
Don't explain the technology, please.
Oh, it's a total digital environment.
Total, a TD, well, TDE is what we call them now. Oh, a TDE,
right.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. This may kill me. I may not make it. His telemetry.
Mm-hmm.
This dialogue's bad.
It's so bad.
It's even worse when you read it. Don't turn the subtitles on. Money, dude.
As we're going
to
market.
So inconvenient that somebody died.
Yeah. You know how it goes. You ship your first game, and that means IPO in 50 nice. Malls that Friday.
Right, exactly.
Oh, gosh.
So why did they explain? Maybe I missed it. Did they explain why FBI is involved at this point?
Not really. I think it's because the gunman called him, and it's a special deal.
Right, yeah. The lone gunmen are consultants for this company. They're trying to, I guess, let the body cool and not have the local law enforcement come in there. They're also perplexed as to how the guy died in the first place.
This is like it's virtual reality, but it's the guys are in a studio
like a projector.
So what are they
going
to ship?
It's like
malls.
The ready room for.
Yeah, they're not shipping anything to malls. They're shipping a warehouse to 50 malls. That is. Oh, shit. And she just said the whole point of the game is to score buku points, she said. I mean.
Okay. Wireframe display. Why not?
Actually, Scott, at the 50 malls thing makes more sense now.
Ooh, Corellia.
There's a space at each mall? And then
It's going to be like paintball. Remember paintball 15 years ago? At every mall?
We've even got her leather thong mapped on this.
I didn't mean to
program.
Say paintball. Sorry. I meant to say laser tag. It's like high-tech laser tag.
Can you texture wrap her?
He's such a pornophile.
Texture wrap.
I've got a really good idea for a show that we can only do on Showtime.
Right. Yeah. Californication.
Ooh, they got to fix her leg.
They're texture wrapping her.
Mm-hmm.
There we go. Convenient booty.
Mm-hmm.
There we go.
Right. What's the camera doing down there while they're building this character?
Looks like Tomb Raider.
Seriously. When have you ever been working with a 3D model and you're swinging the camera around like that?
I do that in Photoshop. Like when I'm working on something, I actually spin the document around. So sometimes I'm looking at the back of it,
right.
The bottom of it. Oh, now she's looking at the rendering engine.
like she's looking out at you.
Yeah, she knows where the camera is.
Oh, this is so shark jumpy.
All right, now the cops are there.
Yeah, well. Oh, liqueur.
You said Gillian Anderson was happy at this point. She doesn't look happy.
No.
She was never happy.
She has helmet hair, though.
Uh-huh.
You yuckster.
Typical oh, Scully, dudes. You non-believer.
She's such the point of view of authority throughout the series.
This guy.
We have some typical gamers come in now? I love how TV shows portray typical gamers. It doesn't matter 2000, 2015, 1990.
Right.
Typical gamers, man.
The boy wonder of virtual mayhem. He's going to slay the ninja. Holy shit.
This is amazing.
This is terrible.
Oh. Hey, that opening theme was really good.
Yeah, kind of iconic and sticks with you.
Yeah.
I'm a huge fan of the show, but I didn't know they had dipped this low, man.
I'm not, I've seen worse. Yeah. Who cares?
Demon Space Drifter.
Kessel Run in 12 parsecs.
Right.
Dude, I would play Demon Space Drifter in a heartbeat.
It's so funny when actors try to pretend that they care at all about subjects.
Yeah. I mean, it was yesterday. I was just thinking.
Demon space drifter.
I was playing Heroes of the Storm with some friends yesterday, and we're all using the lingo, right? Dude, right. Troll the center lane, you know, whatever these terms are that MOBAs are sort of famous for, the shorthand, like you do with WoW or any other game. And yeah, there's some funky terms in there, but no one on TV's ever gotten it. It's not ever real. You need to score buku points against the cyber trash. I don't like this guy.
I don't know. What's going on with his hair? I mean, he's got a soul patch thing going on.
Yeah.
He knows no fear.
Where's Harvey Dent? He's got his Joker.
Well, he shouldn't know any fear. He's a gamer. What's he afraid of?
Right.
This episode sponsored by Mountain Dew.
Yeah, I love reusing shots. Like, was the show so unsuccessful they couldn't afford to shoot this again?
Well, it's it's a computer running a subroutine with cyber trash.
You're not even shooting straight.
What does he need the head stuff for? Because he's not even looking through it. Oh, he's a cyber ninja, dude.
He is totally. Everybody knows. Amazing. He did exactly what he was supposed to.
He's going right for the kill.
He's not waiting for the reset.
No reset.
I don't get it.
Straight to the kill. Well, he's going to unmap space.
Why wouldn't you do that? Why would you wait for the Nazis to come out?
Right. Always Zerg Rush. Always.
We've never mapped this area of the game. We don't know what's in there.
And he's dead.
Oh.
What?
Sweet.
Cut off his virtual hands.
His heart rate's increasing.
Dude, she's got a sword.
Yeah.
Killed me, Mal. Killed me with a sword.
Eh, cut my hands off, but you're talking, so I'm listening.
Oh!
Okay, so now they're going to just remove that character from the game and issue a new build, right?
Well, they'll patch her out. She'll hotfix her out.
Can you just semantic her business out of there?
Just a hotfix.
And here's your commercial break.
McAfee her ass.
So, or they'll just stand there and watch him die. That's smart. Hey, guys, we've seen his hands get cut off. Let's wait till she cuts his head off. I always still love this.
What a trope.
I love this part of her life, though.
Such a trope, though. The
talking
whole
into a mic.
Recorder.
Yeah.
Exposition as science.
Retro.
He's got his gamer tag on his toe tag.
Yeah.
That is so.
No actual name. He's in his 20s. His name is
wrist
Retro.
Tag, but same thing.
Okay. I'm glad I have subtitles on because I'm catching things I would have never seen.
Yeah, you need to stop that, Scott.
Why would you have a 3-ply Kevlar jacket if it was all fake?
Because 1-ply is not comfy.
So that for the realism, for the weight.
Am I the only one who thinks that must sound horrible when she plays it back because she's breathing right into the mic?
I mean, like, scratch that. The like that.
Why is she holding it so close?
The wound is consistent with the.
You know, I'm sick of all this gamer shit.
Well, I'm not the only one thinking that. All right.
A 12-volt jolt.
And I used to drink jolt.
Suit had malfunctioned. Okay. All right. She's bringing in the plausible, the logical. That's her job.
Yep, she's the skeptic.
She wants to believe.
No, it's not.
Mm.
It's not amazing at all.
You know, it's funny. We're finally to a place where we're making technologies that are pretty rad, and the VR stuff that's coming is truly awesome and actually seems to be delivering on the thing we've been promised for, you know, 30 years or whatever. But even then, this is all bullshit. Like none of this would add up today.
Well, and this would be out of character for Duchovny, for Mulder, because believing in video game virtual reality characters is not really an extension of believing in the supernatural.
Right, or aliens or whatever.
Right.
Totally agree. None of this is in keeping with the show. This is like that.
It's like a pandering episode.
Yeah, the SVU episode of Law and Order I saw that ruined that show for me, which I liked before then, really liked before then, was the one where they did an MMO episode. It was all like a combination World of Warcraft slash Second Life thing.
Yep.
Have you seen that, Randy?
Yep.
Garbage.
It's really bad.
It is so bad. It's this bad, maybe worse than this. And it ruined the show. I can't watch it now. I can't go near it. I don't want reruns. I want none of it. I want nothing to do with it. I may have an X-Files problem after this.
Oh, by the way, Scully delivered the line of the episode, pictures don't kill people, guns kill
people. Guns kill people, yeah.
Write that down and use it in your everyday life. Oh, the head of Takashi Yagura or whatever.
Musashi was the name of the guy.
Muchacho, right.
Musashi. We sure we could have put his head back where it belongs, but we thought it'd be fun to put it at his feet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why not?
And the killer by the name is named Maitreya.
Really?
Yep.
Holy shit. Oh, yeah, she said it earlier.
Mm-hmm. The names in the show.
She also plays Jade Blue Afterglow.
Oh right. Well, we're going to get to that.
Oh.
So the sheriff, the local police department found the girl. So I'm guessing what happened, she's patching herself in via a 24K baud modem or some crazy dumb thing.
Oh, really? You want to mix? All right.
We don't bite our hands anymore.
Oh, yeah, and all the cops are just talking about how hot she is. That's pretty professional.
Right. I don't know. I don't know if you missed it, but this is supposed to be like Riverside, California.
Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah, they're talking about Reseda.
And we have to go to a strip club.
We keep doing it because she's such a hottie. Oh, she's in the outfit?
Well, they pulled her right out of the strip club.
Yeah.
Didn't give her a chance to change.
You know, I guess we were okay with a Globetrotter showing up on Gilligan's Island. We should be okay with this, but still.
Speaking of pulled her right out of the strip club, do you ever imagine what it would be like if the cops came and arrested you? Like, they mistaken identity'd you and came and arrested you right now. Like, how you would be dressed going down to the police station?
Yeah. Her name's Jade Blue Afterglow?
Yes.
Right?
Oh, $10
for that's house. That's her stripper name.
Dude.
Literally this time. That's her stripper name.
She's a lovely woman. I give her that.
Was this before or after Basic Instincts?
Way after.
It has to be right after.
It had to be right around that time, dude.
No, way after. Many years after.
Yes. And I asked that question before that.
I know. You're awesome. You predicted it.
I predict she's going to do a crotch thing.
They're about to do a trope that's pretty common. Some programmer obviously went to the strip place, programmed her after her. Is that where we're going?
Oh, well, gosh.
Way to...
Depending on your like for such things, I don't necessarily recommend searching her name in Google.
Oh, really?
Because, good Lord, she's been busy.
Krista Allen?
Yeah. I don't know her at all. But now I do.
Now you do.
Now I really know who that is.
I know her intimately.
Like I say, she was on Days of Our Lives for years.
She done run around in her birthday suit a whole bunch.
Oh, right. The Emmanuel films.
Oh, is that what that's from?
Oh, wasn't that the... Oh, no. Red Shirt Diaries was the Duchovny deal, right?
Mm-hmm.
Red Shirt Diaries? I'm pretty sure that's not it.
Red Shoe Diaries. Getting confused with our Star Trek friends.
She played Emmanuel. You might remember Cinemax had a series, like 8 films.
Cinemax.
Yeah, and they were all sort of porny, but slightly artistic or something, right?
Right, as opposed to Californication, which is not artistic.
No. No. Oh, God.
Okay, so.
And he's not talking about with a gun.
So, the greatest gamer of all time went in there and got himself cut into pieces.
Yeah. Well.
But for some reason, Fox Mulder He wants to play this game.
Best part is he works for the CIA, the guy that got killed. They said that the top part. So what's the is the CIA just like, hey, where's Takashi or whatever his name is? I keep thinking of the speed eater, right? The guy that eats all the hot dogs, Takashi. I keep saying that.
Kobayashi is the speed eater.
Oh, right.
Okay, now I know the story. This chick is bringing her in.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Analyzing code, fixing the game. This is shite.
Because they didn't use her code and she's pissed off.
There's two people working there.
He scanned her body.
Yeah.
Hey, is that the lone gunman in there? Oh, it is them.
Good plan.
They're going to run a res up test.
To bypass the problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, res up test. Duh.
Something odd is happening.
Oh, those are lone gunmen down there.
Yep.
Yes, they are.
Yep.
So we are truly invested at this point. We don't want our beloved characters to die.
Now we care. Right.
Oh,
this
no.
Can't be
happening. But if I keep hitting the control alt delete, maybe something will change.
Can I push this button? The computer's running itself. The program's running itself now.
Oh, my gosh.
It's taken over. It's gained sentience in your giant warehouse.
But seriously, when Mulder and Scully inevitably end up playing in the game, you're going to have to hold down the trope alert.
She's hitting the print screen button.
Yeah, she was.
She's getting some sweet screenshots.
I want to see this. I want to see this, too. Nice crotch.
What was the camera doing down there?
Oh, jeez.
This is so shitty.
Call of Duchovny, Modern Warfare.
I love his swimming goggles.
I'm actually liking this.
Call of Duchovny.
Call of Duchovny.
That's great.
I want this episode to be called Call of Dookie.
Yeah, right? She nailed buyers. I mean, I get the idea that, hey, Mulder in his free time wasn't it porn and video games? Those are his
porn
two things.
Yeah, it was always the porn.
This basically, he probably commissioned Gibson to write this.
Yeah. Probably did.
Could you write up something that combines my love of video games and porn?
Yeah. Sure. That's my William Gibson impression. Sure. I'll do
it. Sure. Got $50.
Yeah, you got $50. I'll do it. That's cheap.
Uh-oh. It's her.
She's wearing a sweatshirt.
He's getting his yah-yahs out.
I don't know. I don't understand what that could have ever meant.
So she's watched several people die doing this very same thing, and she's basically saying he's getting his yah-yahs out.
Yeah. Hey, how's the fog machine working in the parking lot?
By the way, if you're emailing me, yes, I know it's a Rolling Stones song. I just don't think it makes sense.
Oh yeah, good. You just stopped a lot of emails, or they just got sent and they went, ah, crap.
Holy cow,
the lady with the sword, run.
Was that a res reset? Uh-oh,
you're gonna need a new video card to run that.
Wow, he's better than some of the best video game players on the planet.
You really held down the trigger.
You know, there's something inherently Vince Gilligan about those three guys. I kind of wish they never existed in this universe and they could start over now.
He's trapped in the game.
Be like a Better Call Saul.
Because they could imagine a Better Call Saul or Breaking Bad vibe, but with these guys and unexplained phenomenon, that kind of whole twist, it could be really good.
Mm-hmm. Trope alert. Mulder disappeared again.
Oh, he's in the game.
He's in the game. Bring in Robert Patrick. We need the Terminator 1000.
Seriously, Mulder has disappeared in at least 100 episodes.
Two anal probes later, he'll return.
Like, as a standalone thing, this is fine, right? It's fantasy, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Set it in the future, say all these things are possible. But to present it as a show where it was always important to say, yeah, this alien stuff could be real, maybe not. people behave strangely within that space or whatever. This is just bullshit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is like that even Miz and Monsters Tom Hanks thing that like the made for TV movie.
Oh, right. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, we should see if that's streaming.
Awesome.
We should totally see if that's streaming. Wonder if it is.
It's in the computer.
It's in the. Oh, I lost some audio. Oh, there we are.
Had a glitch for half a second.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it was just audio.
It's probably a commercial. Hey, so I'm understanding where this fits into the overarching story of him losing his sister.
Oh, this is definitely a one-off.
Where's the cigarette smoking man in this one?
Yeah.
Absolutely right? A one-off.
Where's the, I don't know, what was another thing they always did?
This is their way of saying, if you watch no other episode of The X-Files, make it another one than this.
Yeah. Right.
What's funny is, as universally as everybody hates this episode, Gillian Anderson kind of liked it.
Really?
Yeah.
Shut up.
She's quoted multiple times as saying it was one of her favorite episodes, mainly because of something that's coming up.
Oh, okay. Now I'm excited. Now you've got me. You're a PR dynamo for this.
All right. Thank you.
There she is.
So is she the Highlander or what?
She may as well be.
Uh-oh. No.
Well, this is a trope.
This is such a... So much work.
Exactly. People are going to kick your butt.
She's going to Daryl Hannah him.
You're right. Oh, sped up. Don't like. Do not like.
Do not like either.
You just have to duck 3 inches. That's all you got to do.
Why'd she go over him? What was the point of that? Why didn't she kill him in the parking lot either?
She was just showing him sweet tumbling skills, dude.
What is that?
That is a hard drive power cable.
He's running on a old compact.
Yeah. Right. We're popping in a 4 megabyte SIM where it used to have a 2 megabyte SIM.
Seriously, that computer came in a box with CalPrint.
That's right, yes.
Whoa. It filled the flames licking my ass.
Counting Franklin's. We're many years away from fat stacks of Benjamins, aren't we?
Oh, totally.
Still
we're counting. We're just getting Franklins at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shade blue afterglow.
I wear that. It's my cologne.
Oh, she has to take a shit.
Right?
She knows that name.
Where's Chandler?
Hey, Phoebes.
Seriously, if you have a person...
Yeah, what is with the music, dude? Is this The Firm again? With the piano? Remember that?
Yeah.
This music's
you
bad.
Don't know what it's like.
She needs some smoothing foundation.
She's got some kind of scar going on.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I didn't know all these gender issues were gonna. Is this what Gillian Anderson loves?
Probably so.
My own game
with knights.
I was putting her in my own game. It's a video game. It's so not authentic. She says she's surrounded by testosterone, and I'm thinking the one guy in there.
Right.
He's barely, the only other employee of this 12 office company.
Yeah. He's barely got any testosterone of his own. Kidding me.
It's all in his soul patch. I get nasally when I cry.
This is the only way I could watch this. I would have tuned out otherwise.
You got to give it this. This episode feels like it just started and it's almost over.
Yeah. Hmm. Are they going to wrap it up Star Trek style where it's way too easy at the end?
Right.
I always think of every time you've ruined that for me, Dunaway. Every time I see that now, I think of you.
Right.
Because like you're the one that pointed it out. It's like, oh,
here comes resolution.
Yeah. Picard will figure it all out in two
resolution.
Words. I get it. Digital.
I gotta admit, it would be really fun playing video games to just have a casual conversation with the boss.
Right. So, Ragnaros.
Yeah.
You think, what's up? I didn't kill all that trash for nothing, did I?
They were not prepared.
Can we download her?
The program won't respond.
Wiggy.
Wiggy, Wiggy, Wiggy.
Get Wiggy with it.
What? I'm just a girl with a bad haircut. You can't blame me.
There's the...
Was
that the line? Randy?
No.
No.
We're getting there.
Okay.
No, she loves this episode because of what they let her do in the final act.
Oh, that was the Duchovny foot mechanic.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
You know, they put that in version 3.
Oh, wow. It's like Excalibur.
Right.
Oh, he's the
destroyer with her own equipment.
He pulled the sword from the
what
parking garage thing. Oh, God.
Holy I'm in Tombstone.
You sure this isn't like a lost episode of SG-1 with the wrong cast?
Was this a fan-created episode?
Yeah, what is this?
Oh, no. Green screen bad.
Bad green screen. Yeah.
Like the edges of the sword are all fuzzy.
Yeah. Just glad he still has
they're
those,
reflecting the green screen.
Yeah.
Just glad he still has a tinted goggles on.
Pexels,
Enhance.
We're back online, everybody. Ooh, flat screens. That's new for 2000.
That was pretty good for 2000.
Mm-hmm.
Hate that metal chrome frame thing they got going on, though.
Mm-hmm. All 15 inches of it.
We wrote part 2, that's how.
He's in level 1.
Oh.
Well, this game makes no sense. Level 1 is old Western, and then level 2 is fighting Nazis.
Universal had all these sets that we really wanted to use for this episode.
You know what? If I was a quirky independent game developer and I was fast, I would put my heart and guts into kickstarting a game where I made a game based on this episode.
Right.
You have to escape this episode.
Yeah, how much fun would that be?
Oh, look at this outfit.
You could have dialogue choices during this scene. You could, like, BioWare game style. You could have all these genres. Oh, brother.
Wow. I want that transmog.
Yeah, that's good transmog.
Mm-hmm.
You can buy that skin for Thrall.
What?
That wasn't bad. She has one of those winky belly buttons. I don't like those.
Sure, but her motivations have never been explained.
Not the cloning.
Green screen.
Exactly spaced.
Holy shit!
Get away from him, you bitch.
He's all mine. Comes full circle.
Are you kidding me?
Mm-mm.
Only a woman can win this game.
I am honestly asking this question for real. How did this get past?
This is bad.
How did this get this past bad. Any approval?
Oh, like, can they spin around when they get hit? Is there a dog that's going to come out and kind of laugh at you when you miss?
That's amazing. In fact, you know what? Oh, look, she missed.
No one's ever beaten level 2. What kind of stupid game is this?
Suck
everyone,
hunt.
Everyone should be able to beat level 2.
Suck hunt.
Oh no. Oh shit.
Oh no, we're going to have to go to level 3.
Oh, we got the sword. That'll help.
I know. I can
I'm
skimmy
so
through this.
Got the sword under there.
It's got good collision detection on the sword.
Oh, don't bend the sword so much you're going
to
snap it.
That really looked like it was about to snap.
Mm.
I don't like these.
They don't spring from the ground like little standees in this level.
If she can make 7 or 10 of herself, why not make 7,000?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Have I seen yet what she likes about it yet? Is this it? Or am I still waiting?
She gets to kick trash. She's probably going to punch somebody.
Yeah, break the keyboard. That'll solve it.
There's a kill command.
Of course there's a kill command. But it deletes everything.
Right. Because that makes sense when you're writing something. Yeah.
Right.
How am I going to make this game shut down with just a command? No, I know. Good. 7 pass a race.
There is no argument about whether this is the worst one they've made, right? I mean, this is...
Again, Gillian Anderson got to dress up and fire a big gun. She loves it.
So this is the part she likes? Yeah.
Although, I'm okay with some things.
Oh, no, the boss. This is the boss.
This is very TNG. This is
TNG. Oh, it's just gone crazy.
All you'd have to do is jump on it three times. I've played Mario.
You're right, Brian Dunaway. This is a holodeck episode, is what it is.
Right. Yes, this is exactly what it is.
At least that had a conceit, though. Like,
ooh, she's going to burn her crotch if that thing goes off.
Right. I don't think she cares, Brian.
Crotch on fire.
Take cover, Scully. Oh, bull to
you
the
can't
shit.
Blow up a tank with that.
She didn't. I think she just blew up the lady. Oh, that's another one to reset. That's not fair.
Regeneration.
They just keep rezzing, Mulder.
They keep up-rezzing. Wrap, texture wrap her. Oh, I do like those lone gunman guys, though.
Mm-hmm.
It really makes me feel like that was a missed opportunity. I don't know. I feel bad about that.
Well, they're all Canadian.
Oh, reset.
Was Vince Gilligan showrunner for the Lone Gunman solo show?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And Chris Carter producing, but I think he was like running the show.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, Chris Carter personally directed this episode.
Yeah, he did. I read that.
I got this, yo.
I got this. Bring me some sandwiches. Shift Alt Bloodbath.
So you keep those two keys held down and type all that?
You got to keep holding shift and all.
No, you just hit the you just hit the bloodbath key. Come on. Have you ever do you even game, bro?
It's not about it's not about that. It's actually about games realism. This is the new Gamergate tag for this episode. You know, I like that the warehouse is just a straight up warehouse. There's no like projectors anywhere.
Right, little green green stripes on the walls like holodeck.
Yeah, this just usually contains a bunch of.
It's a good thing that people don't trip on those lights on the floor.
It's like a Costco before they moved in.
What are their lights doing out on the floor of the play area? What?
Looks like something very easy to trip on.
Oh no!
They're in here. In the game. Right. We're going to have to send someone in to save them.
How heavy is this door?
Oh, how heavy does it need to be?
What happens? What happens? That's a downer.
Man.
They should laugh and it should freeze frame at the end of the show.
Why do we smell? Why do we smell so much mustard?
Just freeze it right there.
Yeah.
Oops. I didn't even hit that again.
Oops. Seriously. Do you have the dog laughing?
No. I wish.
Okay, so there's a little tiny twist coming. Watch for it.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't have it. Thought I had it.
Go back and add sounds to this whole episode.
I want it. So what's the, you got to wonder now, I'm seriously curious. I may have to go watch it, but I want to know what's right after this.
Okay, notice dude's asleep. Monitor turns on by itself. Maybe he's dreaming. He might be dreaming.
His 3D Studio Max mesh is coming to life again.
Oh.
Shoot through the screen, kill him.
Scully.
Oh. Scott wants the twist to be so much more than it's going to be.
What?
The whole camera swinging around thing.
Now he's doing it.
It's every direction I look.
I'm so happy right now.
That's garbage. That is hot garbage.
Oh, Scott.
That's so bad. I've seen some bad TV. That's bad.
Yeah, some bad sods. That was.
I saw
bad.
The entire run. I don't remember that. Clearly, I didn't see that one.
Yeah, you probably just blocked it.
Maybe I saw it and didn't think it was as egregious, or maybe we were more forgiving then, or I don't know. That really was bad.
Way more forgiving, for sure.
I guess so, because that wouldn't be allowed today.
Okay, so I kind of wonder about that though. Like, 15 years from now, will we look at Fringe and cringe?
Fringe and cringe, the fringe cringe.
I don't know. I think there's some episodes that they're cringeworthy.
Well, the thing is though, they were pretty consistent though. Like they never had their shark drone.
Yeah, exactly. This was like them X-Files trying to say, hey, we're not reaching this demographic. We need to do something that's more targeted towards X.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Fringe definitely shark jumps. Go ahead.
I knew a lot of gamers who played FPSs in 2000. They all watched the X-Files already. I don't think they were unreached.
Well,
maybe, right. but maybe they weren't as incensed, but I just feel like TV's come to a different place now. Like X-Files is part of, you could argue X-Files is really important because it's part of this revolution in turning TV into something more than just crappy time wasty things where, you know, movies are just different. They're such a huge cut above. It was one of the first shows to say, maybe it's not, you know, maybe TV can be something really special and different. And now we're swamped in it. We're swamped and TV is better than film. You know, film is now for giant Marvel movies. TV is for smart, serious, award-winning, amazing acting. Like we've made a turn. So maybe it's just now that we're here, that just seems crazy. Like you can't have an episode of, I don't know, I'm trying to think of something dumb you could do today. Take something like CSI is going to have a crossover with Dancing with the Stars. Like what a dumb idea that would be. But back then, I feel like you could maybe get away with it some. Before that, even more so in the 80s, you did that all the damn time.
You said yourself that Law & Order SVU does stuff like this all the time, and it does.
Well, the one episode I saw is the one that's the real problem for me. And I'm sure there's many like forensic experts will watch that show and go, "What? This is the worst thing ever." But seriously, when I saw that video game one, I just went, I can't even do this anymore.
And they did another video game one just a couple weeks ago.
Did they really?
They did a Gamergate episode.
Oh, no.
Where the Gamergaters are hunting down female developers and killing them.
Was it bad?
It was horrible. It was absolutely horrible. And it's just like, I don't want to compare Law & Order SVU to X-Files. I think X-Files was more important, mm-hmm. I guess, mm-hmm. at the time.
Sure.
But I'm just saying, there are things that are crappy for the sake of being crappy right now that are popular.
What are they now? Like, okay, I got one for you. I think Scandal, is it? Yeah, Scandal is terrible. Yeah. It's just ridiculously over the top, insane things they do on that show where you're like, that's exactly how that would go. Like, I roll my eyes so hard, they just about fall out of my head when I watch that show. But it seems like that's their MO. Like, that's their blueprint from top to bottom. People are into that, so that's what the show is these ridiculous stretches. This is something just, I guess what I'm getting at is the shows that do something totally out of the normal that seem like a big shark jump compared to the body of their overall work, right? So the X-Files has a lot of important stuff, smart science fiction, you know, the way they play with mystery and possibility and all that stuff is cool, and that they do a really good job. And then they do this thing. And then they go back to doing their normal thing. Like, that's really funky. Now, obviously, the show's pretty long in the tooth at this point. We're about to lose Mulder.
Yeah.
Pretty quick here, right? Wasn't he? This is his last season as Mulder full time. So maybe this is like last season of TNG, which was pretty bad until All Good Things at the end. So maybe it was just long in the tooth. And that's fine, too. You know, Lost got weird at the end. Everything gets weird at the end.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know shows today where they just go completely bonkers like this. That's crazy.
Right off the rails.
Yeah, that's off the rails. Yeah.
I wish this had had a little bit of predictiveness. Like, if it had just predicted anything, it's wrong on every point about video games. Like, it doesn't predict team first-person shooters.
Mm-mm.
You know, like, that's something that really nobody saw coming. But once it started happening, now that's all you got. You got people playing against other people in groups.
Right. They thought it would always be the AI would be your ultimate enemy. And never has been that way. But also just the whole, this isn't even a video game. It's trumped up laser tag.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. With a bunch of falsities thrown in.
It's a look back. Right. Yeah, it's a look back instead of a look forward. So, they weren't predicting anything.
Well, it's because they're, I'm telling you, man, it's a bunch of people who don't play video games. And not everyone can. I get it. They're busy making TV shows. We want them doing. That's their job. But it's nice once in a while for somebody, like, that's why everybody's so hopeful for, you know, the WoW movies, because Duncan Jones is an extremely devoted WoW player and has been for years. So you think if in that case, at least a guy's coming to it with a knowledge of the material more than just a bunch of paperwork he's been fed about the backstory or whatever.
Well, and along those lines with the TV show that we just watched, Duncan Jones isn't squeezing the WoW movie in between two other projects that he's doing in the same year.
Yeah, because this was Millennium was on now too, wasn't it? Remember that show?
Oh, right. Yeah, he had three things going on. Jeez.
That was a Chris Carter joint. Then you had the Lone Gunman thing coming. And then what was the third thing? You had something else. What else was there?
X-Files, Lone Gunman, and Millennium.
Well, I guess that's the three, yeah.
Yeah, but when push comes to shove on a production TV show, you have days to get everything filmed.
Yeah.
And you're on to the next episode.
Oh, dude, Millennium is so good.
Really?
Or no, do I remember that wrong?
I remember it being good.
Yeah, do I remember that wrong? Because I remember really liking... Well, I like... Lance Hendrickson could make me a sandwich, and I'd love him.
It was super dark, like Supernatural, I feel, has that same mood and feel that Millennium had.
Yeah.
How is Supernatural so much better than what we just saw?
It just is. Well, because again, the world, the conceit hasn't been broken. They don't suddenly go, okay, here's how they could blow it. All right. Because their world's all about demons are real and supernatural things are terrible and we got to fight them. And so they've established that. Every episode's consistent with that. If they suddenly did an episode where it said, today we're stuck in a animated Scooby-Doo cartoon.
We're all claymated.
That would be awesome. Yeah, that would be, it wouldn't work. But guess what? That works for Community because Community has established a reality where that stuff fits. So it's all about being consistent with who you are, and Supernatural knows who they are.
And it's funny because you need two episodes to do that. You need the first episode to break that mold, and then the second episode to show, hey, we're breaking that on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, it feels like this.
Yeah, exactly. And X-Files never bothered to do that. This would have been a better episode if Mulder would have fallen out of bed at the end and had realized that the thing was a dream because he had an all-night binger on video games and porn.
Right.
That would have been a better episode.
The cigarette smoking man was really, you know, a video game developer. And
he was sitting there smoking and blowing smoke in his face.
Yeah.
That's right. Yes.
So anyway, there's your episode. We hope you folks liked it. I mean, I really enjoyed it as a thing we could tear apart on here. So I'm glad it exists. Mm-hmm. If listeners have suggestions for other sort of bad episodes of shows that otherwise are well thought of, we like these. So
actually, that is a good, yeah, that's a good thing to look at. Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yeah, we do those occasionally. I forget what our next episode is.
Next week, we're watching Cyborg.
Oh, yeah, Cyborg.
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Yeah. Then won't that put him in the lead? I think it will.
Oh, it should. Yeah, no kidding.
Well, sacked. Let's just check real quick. Van Damme as of now. Oh, looks like the site might be hosed. Nope, we're up. Okay, top actor. Oh, he's actually down a bit.
Oh, really?
Sixth, yeah. So this will be seventh for him. But we already have Peter Jason at 9, Schwarzenegger at 8. Trejo and Dean Norris at 7. Dean Norris,
have we
man.
Have really seen that many Schwarzenegger movies?
Mm-hmm.
8. Yes, we've seen 8.
Sylvester Stallone, 7. David Patrick Kelly, Dolph Lundgren, and Jean-Claude Van Damme are all tied for 6th right now. So he's knocking his bottles together and saying, actually, come out and play to those guys. Oh. What?
Excuse me. Well, I'm sorry about that. My gosh. Actually, most sacked is glitching on Schwarzenegger. We've seen him in 7 movies, and it's running The Expendables twice for some reason.
Oh, yeah, well, it is. Why
we
is
watched,
it doing that?
We watched both of them, didn't we? Didn't watch 1 and 2?
Yeah, but one is being shown
twice.
Oh, it's twice on the site. Gotcha.
But the other one isn't being shown, so it's still accurate because it's not showing Expendables
2. Was he in this? I don't even know anymore.
Yeah, he was in that.
All right.
It says himself on one and as Trench in the other one.
What blows my mind is that we've seen Danny Trejo in 7 movies. I can't name them.
I can't either. I'm going to look, though. This is for fun. Anaconda.
I remember, obviously, Badass, right?
Yeah. Like, Badass, Anaconda, Predators, From Dusk Till Dawn, Lockup, XXX.
Okay.
Wait, XXX?
Yeah. He was the guy that in the...
I don't remember where he was in that.
They go to Central America, drop these dudes off.
Oh, right.
They jump around the bikes.
He was taped to a Superman chair at some point. Yeah. And then the Replacement Killers, where
he's
was
got his turtle.
He was he was one of the Replacement Killers, and Van Damme. So if we add one to his, that'll add to the Quest, Hard Target, Universal Soldier, Time Cop, Street Fighter, and Blood Sport.
Oh, Street Fighter!
Oh, I love this website. If you guys don't go here, it is this awesome companion to what we do. Developed by such a rad fan of the show.
Yeah. Totally. Yeah.
And it was created. I'm finding his name because I always forget it. It's David something. David Knighton. That's it. David just keeps this thing up every week, and it has like all the top movies, actors, directors, what decades most of our movies are coming from, links to all of it off to IMDb and Rotten Tomatoes and everything else.
And I do like the fact that he's got a like almost like a request thing on there. I haven't seen how it works, but
suggest.
Yeah, we'll need to take a look at that and see.
Hmm.
Oh, I look at it all the time.
Do you for Fridays?
Yes. Nice. People really want us to watch Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome.
Yeah. Well, they want to know who runs Bartertown. So Why wouldn't they? Yeah, there's
that's
some.
The Master Runs by the Town.
The Stuff, Dread, Repo Man. There's some good ones on here.
Master Blaster Runs by the Town.
Nicely done. Also, Top Studio always surprises me. Right now, it is Paramount. Is the top studio for films we've seen. I love Data. He's making it happen, so go check it out, MoSack.com. And for this show and all the other stuff we do, FilmSack.com, on Twitter at FilmSack. I think that'll do it for us, for me, for Brian, and for Randy. See you next time.
Doo-doo-doo-doo.
There you go.
Okay, fine.